season 2 of Project Distinct, the podcast that shows you how to make your effort stand out so you can move up. Discover what it takes to grow your business and yourself with best-selling author and member of the Sales and Marketing Hall of Fame and the Professional Speakers Hall of Fame, Scott McCain.
So how are you sleeping? I don't want this podcast to put you to sleep, nor is this podcast about sleep, really, but it's about one of the most important aspects of any business, and that is preparation. Are you prepared for the so-called rainy day? Are you prepared for business growth? Are you prepared to take your career to a higher level? We'll have some ideas on preparation and what that means and why it is so important and what sleeping has to do with that on today's Project Distinct, brought to you by our friends at Audible.com, who reminds you that you can get free books, two free books, just by signing up for Audible if you're not already a subscriber. Folks have asked me, do I have audio books available? And the answer is yes. You can go to Audible and get Iconic, my latest book. You can get The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry. It's available. But I want to suggest all business is still show business. It's the 15th anniversary edition of my first book, totally updated to today's world, and it's there available for you at a special deal. Go to showbizbook, S-H-O-W-B-I-Z as in zebra, showbizbook.com/Scott and see the special offer from Audible that you can get the book absolutely free. All right, so what does it mean when I'm talking about sleeping in terms of preparation? I saw a blog post on Inside Indiana Business's site, and it was written by Bill Windling Sr., who's a portfolio manager at Bedell Financial Consulting, and he was talking about Mitch Albom's book, Have a Little Faith. So I looked up the book, and it was really interesting to me to see a story in the book. Now, Mitch Albom, of course, also wrote the book Tuesdays with Maury that was such a huge hit, and I'm a fan of Mitch Albom. So the book is called Have a Little Faith, and there's a great story in it. It's about a farmer who hires a farmhand, and the farmhand had only one personal reference as he was applying for the job, and the personal reference was simply this: he sleeps in a storm. Well, according to the story, the farmer never really understood what that meant, but he hired the guy anyway. And confused about what it meant, he sleeps in a storm, the farmer was confused by the reference until one stormy night. The farmer awakes in a panic because a thunderstorm is approaching the property. The farmhand was fast asleep. So what did the farmer do? He ran all throughout the farmhouse checking the windows. He runs outside. He checks the crops. He checks the machinery. He checks the animals there on the farm, only to discover he never had to worry at all. Everything was safe. Everything was perfect. And that was the farmer's moment of realization. The farmhand had already prepared for the oncoming thunderstorm. So he was worry-free, and he was able to sleep soundly. I love that story. So here's the question. Are you able to sleep through a storm in your business? Are you able to sleep through a storm in your career? Well, if not, here's some advice that I saw on a blog post by Emily Miller. Emily is a freelance writer and a small business blogger, and she wrote this post for a website called B-Plans, and it's to help you create your own business plan. It's bplans.com, and the article is entitled How to Prepare Your Small Business for Growth, and she mentions three things that you really need to do to grow your business right. Number one is have a plan and a mission statement. She writes, quote, "It's hard to do your job if you don't have a clear idea of your responsibilities. It's even harder to run a company if you don't know what your company focuses on," unquote. Isn't that what we've been talking about for the last few days here on Project Distinct? The importance of focus and clarity and high concept? She writes, "When you start scaling your business, you must have an idea of where you are, where you want to be, and how you'll navigate between the two." She says it's like sailing. You wouldn't try to cross the ocean without plotting your course and keeping track of where you are. Well, that's obviously what a plan and a mission statement does. Now, she's suggesting mission statement. If you've listened to the last couple episodes of Project Distinct, you know that I suggest something just a little tighter than that called the high concept statement. But nonetheless, the high concept and the plan helps you chart your course. All right, so to continue the sailing metaphor, she says the next thing is to get the right people on your team, which I would suggest is like making certain you have the crew right. In other words, if I'm going to sail across the ocean, I want to make certain I've got the right crew because they're going to be with me and help ensure my success. She writes, it's easier to manage your company roster when you have one location and no more than a few employees. It's much more difficult to find great people when you grow too large to just be a small operation anymore. Your employees and managers have to know when and how to delegate common tasks so they can focus on their primary objectives. It's not just finding people who can do the work either. If your new company hire has skills but doesn't fit in with the culture, they'll disengage and their work becomes sloppy. We've talked about that many times here too. The importance of getting the right people on the team. However, it is not, in my opinion, like the line from Good to Great that says the people on the bus are more important than where the bus is going. I think that's one of the most ridiculous things ever written, and here's the reason why. The right people don't get on a bus if they don't know where the damn bus is going. Would you get on a bus that the front of it just said somewhere, anywhere? You as a leader have to create the direction, and then that's what gets the right crew on the boat, the right people on the bus, the cool people on your team. Here's the third one she says, and I think this is one that's so frequently overlooked. Prepare your infrastructure. She writes that this is one of the most important and potentially expensive issues you'll have to face. Don't expect your needs to scale in a linear fashion. As you grow, you may need to start collecting new types of information, making your database needs scale aggressively. So what she's saying here is that you need to find the right HR management software, the right customer relationship management suite, CRM. Find an email service that you're comfortable with, and you'll have more time to focus on your business. Now, she writes, these aren't the only things you'll need to scale your business effectively, but if you focus your early attention on them, it'll be much easier to achieve everything else. So true. The three, again, have a plan and a mission statement. I would say a high concept statement. Number two, get the right people on your team. I would say that also springs from the focus and clarity that you have that attracts the right people to be a part of what you're doing. And number three, prepare your infrastructure, which is the one most frequently, I would suggest, overlooked. That's on how to prepare your small business for growth from Emily Miller on bplans.com. Look, growth is something that we all want in our businesses, in our professional lives, and in our personal lives as well. But as has been quoted ad nauseum, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over and expecting a different result. What we have to do is to be willing to do something different because, as I've said many times, different is what is attractive. We make our choices based upon our differences, not our similarities. So understanding this and preparing for differences is how we execute them in a hyper-competitive marketplace. What are you going to do to sleep through the storm? Well, you got to get prepared. That's all for me for today on Project Distinct. Look forward to talking to you again with another free message tomorrow. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing. And thanks, most importantly, for listening. I really, truly appreciate your involvement here with Project Distinct. See you tomorrow.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you create distinction so you can stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. To have Scott become your virtual coach and to discover more distinctive resources, check out distinctionnation.com for free videos, posts, and more. To have Scott personally deliver his message at your next event, go to scottmccain.com. Please share today's message on social media and make sure to subscribe to Project Distinct on your favorite podcast app. We will see you tomorrow with another episode of Project Distinct.